Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
In theory, it should be a bit illogical to get too angry over a bad game. I mean, if something sucks, just don't play it. Nobody's forcing you to, right? I mean, just play something else, right? Well, it's not that simple, is it? And there have been times where you just can't stop a video game from getting under your skin, especially when it comes from a franchise that's been slowly building to a major car crash, or a game based on a huge license that doesn't quite do it justice. So, I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 hated video games that broke fans. Number 10, Street Fighter V. Street Fighter 2 isn't just the most influential fighting game ever made, it's among the best video games ever made, period. Its follow-ups may not have had the same cultural impact, but Capcom's biggest franchise has been regarded as a titan in the fighting genre for decades. So, when Street Fighter V released in 2016, fans were beyond thrilled until they played it. Because of the limited roster, minimal single-player content, and lack of new features, it was no surprise when Street Fighter V received its fair share of criticism. But it gets worse. See, the online multiplayer was so embarrassingly inconsistent, players wondered why the developers even bothered having this mode available at launch at all. Because of these unforgiving errors, Street Fighter V originally received a Metacritic score of only 54%, a pitifully low rating for what was once considered the king of fighting games. Even though a lot of issues were fixed eventually, fans were still disappointed that Capcom dropped the ball this badly on their most recognized property. Number 9. Batman Arkham Knight, the PC version. Rocksteady's action-adventurer Batman Arkham Asylum was regarded as the best Batman game upon its release in 2009, and despite having a lot to live up to, its sequel Arkham City also smashed it out the park. Spin-off Origins was seen as more of the same, but that did at least have the excuse of being developed by a different team. So, when original developers Rocksteady announced that they would return for the final installment, Arkham Knight, DC fans just couldn't wait. And when gamers played Arkham Knight on the PS4 or Xbox One, they felt it was a satisfying conclusion to the epic series. But anyone unfortunate to purchase the PC version were far from pleased. The Windows port in particular was plagued with an alarming amount of bugs, to the point where you'd think it was a trap set by one of the Dark Knight's foes. Even worse, WB seemed more content with pushing out DLC than actually fixing the PC mess, only pissing off players even more. Unable to fix their blunder, Rocksteady resorted to refunds instead. Number 8, Marvel's The Avengers. When the company behind Final Fantasy announced that they were creating a role-playing action game centered around Marvel's most bankable super team, it sounded like a game that just couldn't fail. But fail it did, as Marvel's The Avengers isn't just bad, it's spectacularly impressive how boring it is. From character models to environments to mission design, a superhero game with this roster and this source material shouldn't be this mundane. And that's before you even get to the launch day bugs. The same month the game was released, Crystal Dynamics released a patch that fixed over 1,000 glitches. Not 10, not 100, 1,000. Even its promise of being a live service couldn't help give fans confidence either. With expansions delayed and content few and far between, a year later The Avengers still feels like it's fighting an uphill battle. Not least because the publisher keeps pissing off its fans by having to do U-turns, like recently changing parts of its more predatory aspects. Number 7, Guardians of the Galaxy, the Switch version. After the disappointment of Arkham Origins, Arkham Knight, and Marvel's The Avengers, diehard comic fans were wary of any superhero thing adapted for a video game. So when Square Enix and Eidos Montreal revealed the trailer to the action-adventurer Guardians of the Galaxy, they were justifiably dubious. However, players were pleased to learn that Guardians of the Galaxy was everything the Avengers should have been. Humor was on point, mechanics were fluid, and the action was surreally creative. and the game focused on the titular heroes' dynamic above all else, keeping players engaged in the really good story. At least, most players, because Switch owners were disappointed to learn that the game wasn't available on the Nintendo system specifically. Instead, Guardians of the Galaxy could be played through cloud streaming, and we know how well that has gone in the past. So yeah, while you could technically play it on the Switch, most players wouldn't recommend it due to the lagging frame rate, extensive load times, and of course, blurry graphics. Also, audio regularly desyncs from the action as well, especially during cutscenes, which just ruins the overall presentation. Because these issues aren't as abundant on other systems, it's obvious the problem lies with Nintendo's hardware. And despite the fact that Guardians of the Galaxy is still playable on Switch, it's far from a fun use of your time. Number 6, Star Wars Battlefront 2. Although Star Wars Battlefront was criticized for its repetitive gameplay, there was still a lot of buzz circulating over the sequel. I mean, based on the trailer, Battlefront 2 seemed to include every iconic vehicle, weapon, ship, planet, and playable character, and EA was saying all the right things at the time, promising no season pass and more support post-release. It sounded like the ultimate Star Wars game. But when fans booted up the game, they realized the most desirable characters were locked behind extensive grinds. There were two ways to access them. You could either perform a grueling, totally not fun level of grinding, or you could purchase a loot box with real-world money. But because the loot box prizes were based on chance, you could never actually guarantee that you'd get what you want, no matter how much you spent. Because of this, countless players wasted their hard-earned cash just to unlock an iconic character like Darth Vader. Throw in pay-to-win loot boxes on top of this that encouraged players to play the loot box slot to get objectively better gear, and things were not good, you could say. It blew up big time, with the scandal getting so out of hand that governments across the globe investigated the game to see if microtransactions like this should be illegal. It eventually pulled things around a few years later, but it can't be overstated just how bad things were initially.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Cyberpunk 2077. The teaser for Cyberpunk 2077 was released all the way back in 2013. Although this footage got everyone hyped, the developers CD Projekt Red reminded viewers that their futuristic action role-player game was far from finished. However, this excited gamers even more. I mean, if Cyberpunk looked this good in 2013, how mind-blowing would it look in 2021? Well, after 8 years of anticipation and using Keanu Reeves as a masterful advertising tool, the gaming community felt Cyberpunk was going to shake the industry to its very core. And it did, but not in the... Well, we'll get there. Even though the PC version was stellar, the PS4 and Xbox One versions were appalling. Cyberpunk 2077 glitches so often it looks like you're living in the Matrix or something. Hell, maybe that's why the developers got Keanu Reeves in the first place. I played it on PlayStation 5, and while it was a little bit better, I still had over 30 hard crashes and plenty of glitches along the way. Even though companies usually sugarcoat mistakes like this, Microsoft actually put a warning on their online store about the game's performance issues, while Sony did the unprecedented thing and just took it off the digital storefront altogether for months. Fans, understandably, were not happy that this is what they'd waited so long for. Number 4, Assassin's Creed Unity. The first Assassin's Creed was such a hit that Ubisoft were eager to milk this cash cow for all it was worth, churning out a follow-up almost every year. Even though this is an unwise idea, the game's quality didn't actually seem to waver that much. Not only were the mechanics more fluid in each sequel, every entry expanded on the story as well as the mythos. The spin-offs, Revelations and Rogue, could have been pure cash grabs, but the developers clearly put a lot of effort into them. However, the same cannot be said about Assassin's Creed Unity. As soon as the game started, well, it didn't really start. Due to a glitch upon a launch, players couldn't even access the main menu screen, and when they were finally able to access this campaign, they noted the main character had a little bit of a habit of falling through the ground for absolutely no reason. Oh, and let's not forget the relentless face glitches that made every character look like an advertisement for pure nightmare fuel either. You know what's the most ridiculous thing about all of this, though? It's that Unity took 4 years to make and cost a reported $150 million. And this was the end result. The game tarnished Ubisoft's reputation and caused its shares to drop by a whopping 12% shortly after this sequel's release, spurring the decision to take the franchise off the annualized roadmap after the next game, Syndicate. Number 3, No Man's Sky. When Sean Murray revealed his space-traveling survival game No Man's Sky, he declared it would be the biggest video game ever made. And considering his little project boasted 18 quintillion planets, it didn't sound like an exaggeration either. Because of how mind-bogglingly infinite Murray's work sounded, No Man's Sky swiftly became the most hyped non-franchise game in modern times, with celebs like Elon Musk and Steven Spielberg even showing their support for Murray and the game. The build-up was so crazy, No Man's Sky didn't even feel like a video game anymore. It felt like an event destined to change the course of history, it was that big. Any game with that level of expectation, though, would have crumbled under the pressure, let alone one made by just a handful of people. Consequently, the launch was far more bare bones than people were led to believe, with most realizing that just because the game boasted a gazillion planets didn't mean that they were going to be enjoyable to explore. The backlash was crazy, and like a lot of video game discourse, went way too far, with death threats being sent out to the developers. When it came to the reviews, though, you can see why they weren't the best when the game was put against the marketing. Fortunately, No Man's Sky today, after a bunch of updates, is amazing and absolutely packed with content. Number 2, Madden NFL 21. There are some gaming franchises like WWE or FIFA that release a new game annually. Although this strategy is supposedly to maintain consistency, it also tends to backfire pretty often. WWE 2K20 and FIFA 21, for instance, were havens for glitches because the developers gave themselves an unrealistic mandate rather than taking their time. Another franchise known for this practice, of course, is EA Sports' Madden NFL. And even though this American football series rushes out a new game every year, each entry just about manages to stay afloat. However, that lucky streak ran out with Madden NFL 21, where fans just had enough. Not only were there a rampant amount of bugs and disappointingly few features, but the uncanny valley character models just summed the whole thing up. Fans had been taken for a ride for years, but this was just too much on top of everything else. As a result, the game was whacked with a stonking 0.2 fan score on Metacritic. That's not 2, that's not 1.2, that's 0.2, that's damning. Number 1, Grand Theft Auto The Trilogy The Definitive Edition. Grand Theft Auto The Trilogy The Definitive Edition is a compilation of GTA 3, GTA Vice City, and GTA San Andreas released on all main platforms in 2021. It was, put simply, a nostalgia bomb, and should have been an easy win for Rockstar, who could sit back and reap the rewards. Despite the company's reputation and resources, though, it absolutely bungled this new edition spectacularly. With terrible graphics, daft glitches, a lack of soundtrack hits, and more plagued the releases, with it barely feeling finished. Now, being the devil's advocate, you could forgive the abominable aesthetic if the gameplay was as good as the original. But with low-quality textures, frame rate drops, and hardware crashes in all three games, it was a disaster through and through.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.